Good evening.
Has joined.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well.
Great.
So we are beginning our study tonight with sections 22 of Parashat Vayera, Pasuk 290, all from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Liakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. The Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadenu kononei aleinu maasei yadenu kononeihu. Pasuk 290. Tachatei kucha barichu yachev mezona tamam dekad meta uvatar leko alma kol sha'ar amin Ochom Achom Vemiskenut Viara Vyisraelav Hakela Eretz Yisrael Itzan Bekad Meta Ulvatar Kol Alma. The English translation. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, supplied the land of Israel with provisions and food first, and then to the rest of the world. So all the other nations that worship planets and constellations eat in scarceness. While in the land of Israel it is not so, because the land of Israel is nourished first, and only then the rest of the world, which feeds on the leftovers. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Idol worship has the effect of lack or scarceness of provisions. This is a spiritual law. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is this pertaining to Israel as a Torah? And Abraham taught his son taught them some other interpretation. Is that why we have the different religions, Islam, Christianity? Because he sent his sons to the east, right? Buddha?
Yes. Yes, he sent the Hinduism, Buddhism, Zen, all of that.
Is that what this verse pertains to?
No.
Okay. Okay, I have a question. Is the scarceness talking spiritual scarceness or physical scarceness?
Well, one follows the other. The physical follows the spiritual.
Okay, so there's more spiritual light in Israel that feeds the people than there is outside of Israel.
That's correct.
So that's why the people outside of Israel feel a lack?
Well, they feel a lack because of their idol worship. They feel a lack because they're sinning. They're making mistakes. There's enough resources in the world to feed everybody. The problem is distribution. Distribution allows human beings who are being controlled by Satan to put in blockages. There's always enough food to feed everybody. But we see hunger in the world, we see scarceness in the world, and that, so it doesn't make sense that there's always enough physical food to feed everybody. But the reality is there is enough food. It's just that people put up blockages because it's a way for them to earn money if they block the food to somebody, because that somebody is going to spend all his money to eat a meal.
I can give an example of that. When countries have a disaster, a natural disaster, and other countries chip in and they send tons and tons of supplies and foods, and that particular person that governs that country decides that they're going to hold all that up and they're not going to give it out.
Correct.
And so they're being governed by Satan to actually do the blockage, and the other people are feeling the repercussions of that. But do you really think that they know that they're idol worshippers?
Do I really think what?
Do you really think that the people that are idol worshippers know that they're idol worshippers?
Randy, do you realize you're an idol worshipper?
Oh, yeah, I know. But I only know that because of the classes that we take.
Right.
What about all the other folks?
They don't realize it except if they go to a church and the church is speaking about it. Or a synagogue. You know, I'm not the only one who teaches this. So there are people who are making this known to people, but for the most part, people want to ignore it. They don't want to think of themselves. I'm not bowing down to a molten statue. I'm not bowing down to a piece of wood. I'm not bowing down to a tree, so therefore I'm not committing idol worship. But what about the porn that you watch on the internet, or what about the billboards that you can't go by without staring at? This is all idols. Now, Mark, you were saying something, and I just gave you a one-word answer, and I didn't mean to leave it there. So please remind me what you were asking about.
Well, I was asking about what Abraham taught his sons from the Torah and daughter, as we may think that she had a daughter.
Abraham taught to the sons of Keturah was a two-column spiritual system. that's manifested in the concept of yin and yang that comes out of Buddhism. And it's manifested in the concept of the multi-gods of Hinduism.
But not did all his sons go to the east from Kantora?
Yes, all of the sons of Kantora were sent to the east, leaving Isaac alone in control of the land of Israel.
Okay.
But what the verse is telling us, that the Shefa that flows into Israel first is nurturing all of the land of Israel to grow crops. And that's why there's no hunger in Israel. There's no lack in Israel.
Right. Yeah, I saw that from my own eyes when I was in Israel, how much produce is there. All sorts of produce. It's amazing to see. And a dry carrot, you know.
Yeah, I know. But it's not even just the produce that's there. It's the size of the produce.
Right.
You know, a Jaffa orange is larger than a navel orange grown in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just amazing. But that's from the, you know, when Joshua and Caleb went in, and the 12 spies, or tourists, whichever you want to call them, how large the fruit was. And it's, you know, in that biblical time, it was they were huge. I think that we've lost some of that. Has Israel lost some of that?
Yes, the size of the fruit declined over the centuries, but it's building back up.
Right.
Did I go on to verse 291?
Yes, sir. I think so. How about Brandy? Brandy, you want to move on? Brandy? Okay.
Yeah, I had to unmute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Move on.
Okay. Uvegin kach eretz asher lo b'miskenut tokal balachem ela biatiru v'sipuraka tikola tokal v'awela batar achara babikdishu ziara basharya v'himnuta ila'a basharya birkata Dilela with La Batar Asara. This is why it is written, a land which in it you shall eat bread without scarceness, and you which you shall eat in abundance. Thus in it you shall eat, but only in it, and not in any other place. Thus in it alludes to the holiness of the land. In it, the supernal faith resides. In it rests the blessings from above, but only in it and in no other place. Hence, the verse mentions in it, twice alluding to all that is described above. A commentary is that the verse is clear as Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Who
is it talking about it? It is the
land of Israel.
Okay. Okay. So you get basically saying you get the greatest light if you're in Israel eating from the from Hashem himself.
Correct. But it's also that the Shefa that flows into Israel is really flowing first into Israel and then it's spreading throughout the world.
Right.
So Israel is getting the majority of the energy, and then what's left over gets spread to the other nations, the other parts of the world. And crops are grown there in the other parts of the world, but it doesn't taste as well as what is grown in Israel. Because there's no scarceness. The energy is all available to it in Israel.
But I would think it's 100% of the Shefa. So what's left over after the 100% is that the, I know there's 10 illuminations in each world and more as you go down the elevator per se. So what's left? So what is that percent of left? What does that mean? How much are they getting?
They're getting the leftovers.
Which is scraps from the floor?
I've never really heard it expressed as a fraction of what the Shefa is. But, you know, people think, well, the Shefa comes into all over the world, but it doesn't. It flows into the land of Israel. That energy is put into the land of Israel, and it grows its crops from that energy of the Shefa. And what's left over is then shared among the other parts of the world.
So are we getting the Malkut of the... Is that what's called the leftover, the Malkut of each Sephirot?
Because each Sephirot has a hierarchy, that Keter, Bina, Chokhmah. You know, it goes on and on and on, we well know. So
yes.
Are they getting leftovers as in Malkut of those Sephirot? Which is the lowest, which is where...
The land of Israel is the Malkut of all of the above Sephirot. And the Malkut gets filled up so that the land produces the fruit. It produces the different species of things. And when it's through... That energy is then sent to the other parts of the world. But the first part of the world gets to look at the energy and siphon off the energy that it needs.
So it's kind of like charity. I see it as Israel taking all the energy it needs, and then what's left over they're sharing with the other nations. I see it as charity. I see it kind of like a soup line. Maybe totally wrong there, but that's kind of what I picked this.
That makes sense.
Because they have to share. I mean, that's their purpose. Is sharing, right?
Yeah, the energy comes into Israel and it has to be shared.
Right.
And the other nations are upset that they don't get as much as they think they should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call the class.
Okay.
Unless people have something else they want to comment about. You all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.